Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 8th of March, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, there's been so much speculation in the UK. When are we going to get those driverless cars on the road? Well, it's not going to be cars. It's actually going to be trucks that are going to be first on the road. As many as 10 autonomous vehicles will follow down the stretch of the M6 motorway sometime this year. Now, I can already hear you Britons telling me no, it's not trucks, it's lorries. All right, sorry. Lorries, 10 lorries coming down the road. Now, the reason why the M6 motorway was chosen, by the way, this stretch will be near Carlisle, is because it's a quieter part of the UK's major road network. Now, along with this project, Vodafone has joined various forces around the UK to provide the LTE and Wi-Fi infrastructure that's needed, so it looks like this plan is basically in full swing. We're going to know a lot more, however, come March 16th. That's when George Osborne is going to bring his little briefcase to the House of Commons to tell us even more. Well, Monday was not a good day for Apple's wallet, although I'm sure this seems like pocket change to them. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear Apple's challenge on that court decision that it conspired with 5 publishers to increase ebook prices. So since the court decided, we don't care what you have to say, Apple, they gotta cough up now $450 million. Now, the Justice Department said that the scheme caused ebook prices to rise from $12.99 or $14.99 from that $9.99 price, which was actually charged by Amazon. That was the market leader. And this really all dates back to the Second Circuit ruling back in 2013 after a non-jury trial that Apple played a central role in a conspiracy with publishers to eliminate retail price competition and raise ebook prices. Now, of course, Apple did not respond to requests for comment. They never do. So somebody right now is just writing out a check, I'm sure. On to the next lawsuit. Hey, speaking of lawsuit, it seems that Google's received a heck of a lot of copyright takedown requests in February. Over 75 million of them. Yep, 75 million DMCA-related takedown requests were published to Google in February. And if you get the calculators out on that, that's Google effectively processing about 100,000 URLs per hour. This pales actually in comparison to what it was years ago. Yeah, all 2 years ago. 2014, the total was 345 million requests. So what were those takedown requests? Well, as you guessed it, a lot of them at illegitimate sites, usually with MP3s as the URL. And most of the companies, of course, were film studios, aka Hollywood, record labels, and the companies that represent them for specific purposes. In other news, that's 75 million that got taken down. Oh, look, 140 million just popped up. Well, I think hell is officially frozen over today. Microsoft is going to bring its database software to Linux. No, I'm not making this up. Yes, that popular database SQL Server is coming to Linux and will be available this year, believe it or not. And it is the first time Microsoft has let the SQL Server run on any other platform other than Windows, of course. Now, of course, the full version will be out later this year, but if you want a little preview right now, yeah, there is a preview version for Linux out right now. So why the sudden change of heart for Microsoft? Well, they say this lets Microsoft have options to become more competitive, with companies no longer able to write SQL Server because of Windows licensing costs or preferences for Linux. That's really what it's about, I think. Good on you, Microsoft. Nice move to make there, I think. Apple, when are you gonna join the crowd? And finally, have you ever lost for ideas, but once you get on an idea, it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling? Well, this is the app for you, because you want to keep it rolling and rolling. It's called the most dangerous writing app in the world. Actually, it's just called the most dangerous writing app. And it's a free web-based tool, and it has a simple functionality. You better keep writing, because whenever you stop, everything you've written before, it's gone. Yes, the makers of the app feel that deleting your progress forces you to move through one thought to the next without really even thinking. They believe that once you try writing with the most dangerous writing app, you'll start to get the hang of writing without worrying about the quality of the final product. As long as crap there, that's all that matters, right? Now, you have different session lengths to choose from. You can go 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or all the way up to 60 minutes. But be forewarned, because once you stop typing, all that progress is lost. If you want to try it out for yourself, go to www.themostdangerouswritingapp.com. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website for all things BTN, BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and the BTN community, BritishTech.slack.com, the destination for all things happening in the BTN listening audience. Get joined in over there. It is a whole heck of a lot of fun. As for the new show, well, yes, we'll be back for your hump day installment, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.